Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Here it is a Tuesday, the 28th of May. And all of you, I'm hoping, had a good Memorial Day. We're going to continue the fun today. We're going to be talking about summer being here. Feels like it, even though it's not official. But everybody looks at Memorial Day as the ushering in of summer. And, of course, lots of activities. The pool is open now. Over at SportsCom, the pool has always been open at Patterson Park, but this is the outdoor pool, the Borough Beach, officially open. And when this season comes around, we always think, or at least I do, of the International Folk Fest, and that's always a fun time. That's just around the corner. Steve Cates is with us this morning. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
You have an exciting group of people lined up to visit us here.
Well, we do. They're excited, and we're excited, and we have lots of good volunteers in the community to provide them with food and lodging and transportation while they're here.
What groups will be here this year?
This year we have groups from Czech Republic, from Germany, and from Netherlands.
Fantastic. And what is the date? When will they start arriving?
They arrive, all of them arrive on Sunday, June the 9th, and they will depart on June the 16th, although some are coming a little bit early to the U.S. to tour, and some are staying late to tour.
Now, this is really what the Cripple Creek Cloggers do when they go to other countries. They're our ambassadors.
That's right.
And this is one of the great things of being a Cripple Creek Clogger. You can take these trips and have a good time.
And we're always looking for new members. So if you're interested out there in doing a little exercising and traveling and enjoying all that kind of thing, it's an inexpensive way to travel because, like the groups that come here, once we get to the country where we're performing, then they take care of all food, lodging, and travel while we're there.
Not only is it inexpensive, but you get to see how they really live and what they really think.
That's true. And that's one thing that Folk Fest does for these people that come. Many of them have never been in the U.S. before. None of them have ever been to Tennessee before. And one thing that we've done the last 3 or 4 years is to set up evenings where they, individual groups, will spend an evening with a family in Murfreesboro, have dinner, play some music, do some dancing, and usually that family will have an extended family that comes in to help with the supper, or maybe their neighbors. It's kind of like a block party in some places.
So this is all part of International Folk Fest. And again, what are some of the locations where we can see the different troops perform and really get to know them?
Well, the general public performances are listed on our website. If anybody wants to see that, they can just Google International Folk Fest, and that will take them to our website. We have performances in Smyrna at the Public Library, here in Murfreesboro at the Public Library. And then on the only local show where all groups will be performing for the public is set up by the Parks and Recreation Department of the city of Murfreesboro down at Cannonsburg. Sheila Hodges and her staff do an excellent job down there with all the things they do. And we'll be there on Wednesday night. That will be June the 12th at 6 o'clock. It will be a free show. Bring your lawn chairs. Relax and enjoy a couple of hours or more of music and dancing from these three countries.
What a great opportunity, and what a great venue, too.
I mean, it is an excellent place. And it will mean so much to these people to see these authentic buildings that tell the story of Murfreesboro's yesteryear and in Rutherford County's yesteryear.
So that's Wednesday, June the 12th, 6 until 8:30. And the beauty of that is it's toward the evening hours and should be cooler.
Be pleasant.
Yeah, so bring your lawn chairs. Will this be in the village itself around the gazebo?
It will be in the center of the village.
Okay.
But we also have other performances in the area each morning. during the week, Monday through Friday, and these are not public performances, all of them. We have the two libraries that are public, but we perform for the Tennessee Veterans Home, for Stones River Manor, for the MTSU Governor's School Dance Section, for the Senior Citizens Center here and in Smyrna, and many other areas, including the Boys and Girls Club. We have, of course, good audiences there in Smyrna and Murfreesboro. So if you're affiliated with any group of that type in the area, Adams Place Assisted and Independent, then you will be able to see on their schedule when we'll be there with one of our groups.
Okay. But the day that you're at Canonsburg, Wednesday evening, June the 12th.
That's right.
6 until 8:30 in the evening. It is free, by the way.
Yes.
Now, for people who want to learn more about the Cripple Creek Cloggers and perhaps learn how to dance, what do they need to do?
They just need to come and be with us. My name is in the phone book. I'm on Facebook. We have a website also for Cripple Creek Cloggers. If they'll just Google Cripple Creek Cloggers, you can find us at cripplecreekcloggers.org. We rehearse on Sunday afternoons at 4:15, courtesy of Fran Dunn and all of our good friends at the Smyrna Senior Citizens. And they can come there and be with us. No experience is needed. And we are always, as I said, looking for new people, because we're celebrating now our 52nd anniversary in June and getting ready for our 53rd year, and we would be glad to have any folks in the area that want to come to be with us.
Steve, you started the Cripple Creek Cloggers. Did you have any clue it would grow the way it has?
Heavens no, that was not on my radar. We just were active in 4-H. I was a teacher at Kittrell, and our Kittrell 4-Hers were the first of the members of our troop, and so we just were having a good time with that form of recreation, which also helped preserve, and I didn't think much about that at the time, but it helped preserve the traditions of music and dance in the Appalachians. And we're the only troop in Tennessee that continues that tradition in traditional costumes with the old-time music and the calling that's done to tell the dancers what to do. And I might add that we're very fortunate to have back again at our festival to work with Cripple Creek Cloggers, one of the best musical groups in the area, and that's Uncle Shuffalo and his Haint Holla Hootenanny from over in Bedford County. And just to come and hear them and see them is really worth a lot.
So when you come Wednesday evening, June 12th, to Canonsburg, you'll be a part of all of that.
Yes, our troupe and Uncle Shuffalo we'll all be there. And we have two other area shows as well. If you're not able to be with us on Wednesday night, we'll be in Tullahoma on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the South Jackson Civic Center. Our friend Peggy Burton has organized that for us over there, with all groups participating. And then on Thursday night, another free show, and that's over at the Bell Buckle Banquet Hall starting at 6 o'clock. Jay Gregory and his staff over there are setting that up for us.
That has really turned into be a huge facility.
Yes, it really, they've expanded and they do a beautiful job, and it's a great setting to have our final all-together performance.
So circle those dates on your calendar and go to the Cripple Creek Cloggers website, or I guess International Folk Fest also. You'll find it all right there. But the date to remember, if you live in Murfreesboro, one of the dates anyway, Wednesday, June the 12th. 6 until 8:30 in the evening at Canonsburg Village. We do have those dates also on our community events calendar on the WGNS website. Steve, we thank you for telling us about this.
Thank you.
Steve Cates visiting with us this morning, telling us about the exciting International Folk Fest. And you need to be there if you're new to town. And we have so many people who are brand new to town. You may not know about that, so you need to attend that. Haley Moss is also with us this morning. Haley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. The Small Fry Try is around the corner. That is exciting. I can remember that one. I have a granddaughter who thoroughly enjoyed it several years ago. And so tell us, when you think of a Small Fry Try, what are the three sports that you're working on?
So just like in a typical triathlon, we have your running portion, your biking portion, and your quote-unquote swimming portion. But since the event is for 2 to 6 year olds, it's a little bit different. They just run a little section, probably less than 50 yards, and then they ride their tricycles. Helmets are required, a little section, and then they run through the sprinklers as their, quote, swimming portion.
I can remember that segment. That was the most popular. My granddaughter kept enjoying it over and over.
Yep. Sometimes we cannot get the kids out of the sprinklers, but at the end, they get to run through the finish line, and we have crepe paper under it, and the kids get a trophy, and they just feel so accomplished, and it's really cute to see.
And again, when is this going to be?
So this is actually this coming up Saturday,
mm-hmm.
From 10 to 11. It's a really short event. We just run races in 10-minute intervals. And people can arrive as early as 9:30 if they want to register that day and get going. They can also register in advance. Pre-registration ends this Wednesday afternoon, but they can come by the Wilderness Station in Barfield Park. They can come by Patterson or Sportscom and register their kids at that time. It is $6 per kid, and that pays for the trophy and everything like that.
So that is this Saturday?
Mm-hmm, and that will take place at Kids Castle area.
Okay, right there at the old Fort Park, so... Head over there this Saturday. You can head over as early as 9:30, or you can get there earlier and enjoy Kids Castle.
Exactly. I'm sure it'll be popular. The morning, probably with this heat, will be the best time to be out there, but it is a really great event. I think I cried 3 times last year just how cute it was watching the kids have so much fun.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Be sure and bring your bicycle or tricycle.
Yes, they do have to bring their own bike. And again, please, please bring a helmet for your kiddo. It is on the bike portion is on the paved path. And we just like to be on the safe side, you know, especially for 2 to 6 year olds.
Oh, absolutely. Now, we also want to talk about the... What is it? Atlatl program?
Atlatl. Yeah, okay. No one ever knows how to pronounce that.
I don't know that word.
So atlatl is actually a really ancient weapon, I guess, used for hunting. It predated the bow and arrow. So it's a spear throwing technique that back when Tennessee, the ocean that we had in Tennessee dried up and we were land, and we had woolly mammoths and things like that in Tennessee, primitive people would hunt with the atlatl, and it's just a device that helps you get leverage and throw a spear further and harder, and so it's a really cool sport now just to play recreationally, and we're lucky to have a program going at the Wilderness Station now where we're going to be able to get to do atlatl with the public. We do have a public event, I believe June 6th, Saturday, if anyone was interested in coming to that.
Okay, Saturday, June, where will that be?
That will be at Barfield Park at the Wilderness Station.
Okay, so you can learn about atlatl, because most people, I don't guess that most people know what that is.
Yeah, I think you can do it at Old Stone Fort State Park. The rangers there will lead the programs, but that's something we felt like we could do at the Wilderness Station very easily, so we've started the atlatl program. We've got all the equipment, and we're excited to start doing it up in the campground. If anyone does want to come, it is a little over 2 mile round-trip walk to get up there, but we will teach the history of atlatl. We will teach the technique because there is a specific way to throw it. It's actually very difficult to hit a target throwing an atlatl. So, and then we'll actually let the kids and whoever signs up get to shoot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's atlatl. And you also have something that we have all heard of probably, archery.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're really excited to get an archery program going at the Wilderness Station. It kind of goes hand in hand with the atlatl, but we've been really lucky to get some help from TWRA. They've helped us obtain the bows, the targets, a backdrop. So we're excited to be able to start offering that to the public at the Wilderness Station.
Now, there are quite a few other things under your name, too. Trail worms. I don't even want to guess what that is. We going fishing or something?
Yeah, we like to do a lot of weird things with Outdoor Murfreesboro. But Trail Worms is actually one of our popular summer programs. It's every Friday in June and July, and in June it takes place at Cason Lane Trailhead. So Fridays in June, Cason Lane Trailhead at 10 a.m. And it's just for kids 7 and under, and it is free, but we sing songs, we read a story, we go on a craft, and then we will go on a hike on the Greenway.
Okay, now what about the nature play area? That sounds fun.
So yeah, a lot of people, I think, around this time of year are looking for things to do with their kids during the summer, especially things that are free of charge. And so Barfield Park, out at the edge of Murfreesboro, has a ton of things to do in the summer. Even if you're not coming to one of our organized programs, we'd love to just kind of let people know the opportunities we have in Barfield. At the Wilderness Station, we do have a nature play area. There's a lot of, there's like a sand pit. There's little obstacles and elements for kids to just explore and have free play in nature, which is what we really love to promote. Additionally, we do have 5 miles of hiking trails at Barfield. There's a disc golf course. There's mountain biking trails now. So there is a lot to do. And we do have, you know, the Wilderness Station is a very small nature center. We have education animals in there, and it's a little gift shop. So it's a really good place to come in the summer. And if someone called ahead and had a group, we'd be happy to have scavenger hunts ready or something like that. So if you're looking to fill a day this summer, I think Barfield Park is a good place to come, where there's also playgrounds and shelters and things like that.
And, of course, the hiking along the river, is that all at Barfield Crescent?
Yep. It's a paved trail. We have paved and unpaved, but a paved trail up to the river is less than a mile walk, a very easy walk. And then you get up there. I mean, right now there's some water up there. In another couple weeks, we can't guarantee that that section isn't going to dry up because of the little rainfall that's expected. But it is a nice place to get in the water and wade and cool off. And you can bring your dogs on leash, and the dogs can get in the water and things like that.
Now, how is the Greenway coming? Because that's also where you're expanding the Greenway. Mm-hmm. Is it coming along pretty well?
I think they're making very good progress. I do not have an estimated date of completion, but I know that they're working daily on it.
Okay.
It's supposed to open up sometime, I believe, in September of this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
so
or sometime in the fall this year, yes.
Can we walk under 99 yet? Is that open?
Well, nothing is open yet.
Okay.
So we still have a lot of machinery and things working, so we don't want anybody on it yet.
All right. Okay, so just checking on that. Now, what about the area for the dogs?
Dog
park. You got more than one park?
Actually, we have two dog parks. One is at Kaysen Trailhead.
Uh-huh.
And it's the newest one, and it's for both size dogs. We don't have it sectioned off, but there is a nice pavilion there. We found that the dog parks aren't just for the dogs. It's for the humans too. So we try to make the amenities nice for them as well. The original Bark Park is close to the General Bragg Trailhead off of College Street, West College Street. And it is separated for large dogs and small dogs. And we've got water fountains. A lot of people will meet up there and have their dogs play together. And we also have a couple of pavilions there for the humans. And I tell you, on beautiful days, it's packed.
Oh, everybody enjoys it, the dogs and the humans.
Definitely.
So all of the people need to be aware of that we do have two dog parks now.
Yes, and dogs are allowed on the Greenway. We do ask that everyone keep their dog on a leash, and to make sure that leash isn't too long. We've got people riding their bikes, and they don't want to turn a corner run into a leashed dog that has crossed over the path.
Oh, yeah.
The dogs do like to get in the water off the Greenway, and I think Haley could tell us some good places at Barfield where people can get into the water.
Okay, so you can actually get down into the water at Barfield.
Yeah, up at the overlook over the Stones River, it's less than a mile walk. You can't get in there, but there's a ton of good places to get in. Also, at the Kids Castle section, Old Fort Trailhead, there's quite a nice section where there's very shallow water, and my dog loves to play there.
Okay, so just head over and enjoy yourself. I mean, this is the time of the year you will truly enjoy it. Thanks to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Haley, anything else that we've forgotten to touch on?
I think that's it. We just love to have people come out this Saturday for Small Fry Try. And just if you're looking for something to do this summer, we'd be happy to have you at Barfield Park at the Wilderness Station.
Okay, so the age group again for the Small Fry Try?
That is 2 to 6 years old, and it is $6 a kid. And that includes as many races as they have time to run and their trophy. And they'll have to sign a waiver the day of, or you can pre-register at Wilderness Station, Sportscom, or Patterson by this Wednesday. So tomorrow at 5, it's the pre-registration closes.
All righty. Thank you for sharing that. We've got much more to come, some big things coming up, so stay right with us, won't you?
Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings at 8:10.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
One of our biggest items on the menu has always been our soup at Demas's. We sell enough soup that we can fill up an Olympic-sized swimming pool due to its popularity. So if you're feeling the cold or flu coming on, have your loved ones stop by and pick up a quart of soup for you, or swing by yourself and just come by and get a quart of soup and take it home and just get under the covers and just relax and enjoy a bowl of soup from Demas's. Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Are you tired of constantly spending money on sprays and other things to control mosquitoes around your home? If so, come by Holden Hardware and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. When used properly, the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators will kill up to 95% of the mosquitoes in the covered area for up to 90 days. This year, make mosquito control easier and cheaper. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators.
Attention Middle Tennessee, Riverside Motors in the Borough is back with new management, new inventory.
We're having a huge Memorial Day sale with rock bottom prices and super low payments.
With Riverside Motors Memorial Day sale, we're giving out free hot dogs, popcorn, Sun Drops, RC Cola, our first annual hot dog eating contest with a wiener eater, $300 first prize.
Bankers on site for immediate delivery, bad credit, no credit.
Everybody rides at Riverside.
Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs.
And our drawing for the new Kenmore Grill. Thanks to Sears Hometown. So don't miss out. Riverside Motors renovation with trucks, cars, vans, SUVs. Rock bottom prices and low payments. And no payments till July. Immediate approvals with bankers on site. It's our first annual hot dog eating contest. $300 to the wiener eater. Hit it, girls.
8960210. 8960210. And buy your ride at Riverside.
Well, good morning. We've seen a couple of wrecks that happened earlier. Still some traffic out here on 840 headed over towards Williamson County. Traffic still looking good, and you're on time now as you head towards Nashville on 24 going west. But again, some radar out here will slow you in. Don't let them catch you speeding. Hey, know someone struggling with drug or alcohol problems? Get them help within 24 hours. Insurance might cover everything. Call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. It's 8:35 in the morning. 8:35. Good morning to you from WGNS. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a few spotty showers and thunderstorms here this afternoon with a blend of clouds and sunshine developing, a high in the low 90s. Southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 76.
This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Bazing at First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives a new meaning to customer service.
Get your parachutes ready. I can't believe I'm going to do this.
$10,000 accidental death coverage.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Or give us the call today at 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
High school sports, Blue Raider games. It's only on Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, AM FM, online.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Memorial Day is behind us. The fun of summer is ahead of us. Boy, I tell you, looking forward to some fun things. And the Juneteenth celebration is almost here. Mary Watkins is with us this morning. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us today. Tell us about Juneteenth, when it is, and tell us all about that.
Okay, Juneteenth is going to be Saturday, June the 15th. From 9 to 2 p.m. at the Bradley Academy Museum. Juneteenth is a celebration here in Rutherford County. It started several years ago, and it is because of the fact that African Americans back in Texas back in 1865, there was a fellow that come in to let them know that they were free. I guess due to the time or whatever, the message didn't get around like it is today, where, you know, you have the radio and other communications. So they did not get the message. So now what many southern states do, they celebrate that day of Juneteenth for independence.
And if you've never been to a Juneteenth celebration over at Bradley Academy, you have missed something. You have some great contests over there.
Oh, yeah. They have various contests. They have fashion shows. They'll have dancers. They'll have some of the schools performing, singing, or whatever. They just have a lot of things going on to entertain the people from all ages. And it is free to the public. Plenty of food vendors will be there, art exhibits, and like I said, live music for the entire family.
And can you go through Bradley Academy and take a look at it?
Yes, you could also go through and look at the different exhibits there at Bradley Academy Museum. And again, it will be free on that day.
Tell us a little about Bradley Academy and its history, because with about 100 new people moving in on a weekly basis, we have a lot of new folks who have no clue what that is.
Okay, Bradley Academy is actually the first African-American school that here in Murfreesboro. And it started out, I think it was James K. Polk went there years before that and everything. And I'm not sure at the exact date. It was around about in the late 1800s that school became an all African-American school.
So it was built pretty much when Murfreesboro was.
Pretty much.
So because it's all in the same physical area of what used to be the old city, which was everywhere from the old city cemetery, that was church mm-hmm. areas and what
yes.
have you, and of course the square is where it is now, but all of this in the same general area, walking distance, I guess you could say. Walking distance was a little different back then, because I remember when they took the front road, the driveway for Oakland's mansion
mm-hmm.
and sold the land and made it Murfreesboro's first subdivision, there was concern that people wouldn't want to live that far out. So so that far out is a little, it just depends on your perspective of how it looks, I guess. So now again, when is Juneteenth?
It's going to be June the 15th.
June 15th.
And okay. The time is, like I said, is from 9 to 2. And if anyone would like to have a vendor, all they have to do is contact Von Schell there at Bradley Academy. And they have applications. And I think it's coming up to the last day. Around about sometime this week will be the last time that you can actually fill out an application. And there's a cost, I think, is $25 for a booth, 10 by 10 mm-hmm. Booth. So they need to get that in so they can set it up and prepare for, you know, the everybody that wanted a booth.
This is a real community celebration,
yes.
a great family feeling
yes.
when you go there.
Yes, and I'm also here for twofold. On June the 14th, the African American Voices of the Past and Present, that's for seniors 65 and up, we will be having our exhibit there at the Patterson Community Center, and that will be from 5 to 7:30 p.m., and the seniors want to showcase what they have been doing. Our program starts in October and it runs through May. And in their program, they do genealogy research they do books and everything so that they can pass it down to those young generations so they would know from which they came. And also they have arts and crafts. We will be doing quilts and they will be doing a painting. And the title of the painting is The Welcome Table mm-hmm. And everything. So we would love for people to come out and look at that exhibit to see what the seniors have been doing this semester.
Okay, so circle that on your calendar. And don't miss out on it. And again, where will that be?
That would be at Patterson Community Center, there in the lobby. The quilts are beautiful. I've seen those. I am one of the instructors there. I do mostly the genealogy with the seniors to do their research. And also, I'm an artist, so I also help with their artwork as well.
Okay, so this is a great opportunity to enjoy some art and perhaps learn yourself if you'd like to be a part of that.
And also the seniors will have some of those quilts set up at Juneteenth.
Okay, so another reason, both of those activities right around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the African American Voices at the Patterson Community Center. The date on that one?
June 14th.
And then the next day is right?
Juneteenth.
Okay. And that's at Bradley Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So circle those dates, June 14th and June 15th. Mary, anything else?
That's pretty much it.
All righty. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Okay.
Mary Watkins visiting with us this morning. And there was one thing that we had left out when Haley was with us just a little bit earlier, and that is sort of rescuing animals, because a lot of people find animals that are injured or lost or just straying, little babies that fall out of nest and wander away from their moms. What do people do with those?
Yeah, so this is the season where the Wilderness Station Outdoor Murfreesboro starts getting a ton of calls, and so we figured this would be a good interest point for the public. People are wondering, if you do find a baby animal in the yard, what to do with it. It could be a baby bunny, it could be a baby bird, etc. So there's quite a few different little things to think about, but if it's a bunny and it's not injured, the best thing to do is leave it alone. They probably have a nest in your yard. So avoid it with the lawnmower, and do not be alarmed if you do not see a parent bunny around. They actually spend a lot of the day gone, and they only come back to the nest at dawn and dusk, when it's the least chance of being seen by predators and eaten. So they'll bring food back to the babies at that time. So if you find a baby bunny, I mean, generally the best thing to do is to leave it alone, and that's true with a lot of the baby animals that you might find. If you do find a baby bird that doesn't have feathers, it's fallen out of the nest, your best bet in that case is to get it as close as possible. If you can put it back in the nest, that would be great. Their chances of survival are much, much, much higher if they're still being raised by their parent. Birds are amazing parents, actually. And so try to get it back in the nest. If that's not possible, you can try to hang a basket with some soft bedding in there and put the baby bird in that basket. And a lot of times the parents will come down and feed that single baby because they know that that's their baby. It's a myth that if the birds smell human on the baby that they will, you know, forsake their child. They do not do that. They will still come and feed their baby. So really, you know, just try to get it back in the nest if possible. If it's hurt or reunification is not an option, there are several good rehab groups to call. A lot of people call Outdoor Murfreesboro. We are not a licensed rehab group. We can't take in injured animals, but Walden's Puddle, a lot of people have heard of Walden's Puddle in Jolton and Cheatham County, and they are a great place to call. A lot of times they can at least give you guidance on what to do with your animal. We always really appreciate it when people care enough to call in the first place. You know, you're not going to just ignore this distressed animal. You know, we always are so glad that people care enough to call. So Walden's Puddle can give you guidance, and you can just Google their phone number. A local option, Ziggy's Tree. They are in Murfreesboro as well as Tullahoma, and they are a really, really great resource as well. You know, especially if your animal is injured, you do need to call someone, and a lot of times these rehab groups will have room and be able to take them and help the animal. But, you know, it's not just birds. I mean, there's possums that people find, and a lot of people don't like possums because they just think they're so creepy looking, and they are, but possums are really awesome. They eat a ton of ticks, and they're immune to rabies, essentially, so they're really good animals. So we've had some baby possums turned in so far this year, and just any kind of like small mammal. So if you find something like that, you know, a lot of times they are okay. Their parent is nearby, but if you do feel like it's a unsafe situation for the animal, you can call one of these rehab groups, Walden's Puddle or Ziggy's Tree, and get guidance on what to do.
Now, what about, I hear my son has a lot of coyotes mm-hmm. in his backyard. Now, I'm sure coyote, the small pups, are just as endangered as a bird could fall out of a nest or something. A baby coyote could wander away from his parents and get lost, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard as much of coyotes being turned in as some of our other mammals like skunks and possums, but it's kind of the same situation. Any baby can, due to a million different reasons, you know, find itself in a separated from its parent situation or an injured situation. So, yeah, there's a lady here in Murfreesboro with Ziggy's Tree that really focuses on mammals, and so she would definitely know what to do in that situation with the coyotes.
Okay, so the good thing to do, if you find an animal that you're concerned about, that you think is in danger health-wise, just call the Parks and Recreation Department. You can't always help them, but you can direct them toward the right place.
Right, yeah, and they could just skip us as the middleman and call, you know, Walden's Puddle or Ziggy's Tree directly, but if they wanted to contact Parks and Rec, that would be perfectly fine. And one other animal that we probably get more calls about than anything else is turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people will just take a perfectly healthy turtle out of the wild and say, oh, it's in my yard. It's not where it's supposed to be. It needs help. And that's the literal worst thing you could do. It's in your yard because it's great habitat for the turtle. The turtles know where they want to be and where they need to be. So we have so many people that will take a really healthy turtle and then bring it to the wilderness station and say, well, we found this turtle. And you found it in its perfect place. You could have just, you know, left it alone. Turtles aren't hurting anything, and they're eating bugs and things like that. Turtles have a very strong home range, so if it's brought out of its habitat and not returned to its correct habitat, a lot of times they're just going to get killed trying to get back to their home range, because they do have a good sense of direction and they know where they're going. That's why you see them a lot of times in the middle of the road. It's either mating season and or else they're just, you know, on the move somehow. So a lot of times people find them in the road, too. And if you do see that situation, if it is safe for you, you can get out and help the turtle across the road in the direction that it's going. That's key. Don't put it back on the other side of the road because it's just going to come right back out because it, again, has a purpose for where it's going. But, you know, you can help it cross the road if it's safe for you, but there's no reason to remove the turtle from its habitat.
So you've really opened a whole lot of new areas for us and shared with us some of the things that these animals that we've never thought about are here for. I've never had heard about the ticks. And so these are things that this time of the year we need help on.
Mm-hmm.
So do we still have a lot of these, what are the little things with the shells on them? Yes, armadillos. Do we still have armadillos around?
We do. And, you know, this is kind of the outdoorsy stuff is what I do for a living. I have never seen a live armadillo. The only times I've seen them, I've been dead on the side of the road. But so I don't really know much about them. You know, I think they've been moved in from the Southwest. I don't think we've always had them in Tennessee.
They're good walkers, it sounds like. Because they came up here from Texas or something. That's a good walk.
I believe so. Yep. But there's a lot of weird animals that people would say were weird that are really, really great for the environment. I mean, snakes, people love to hate them, and that's totally fine. But, you know, they control the mice population, and if that was out of control, the mice would eat all of our food crops, and we would starve to death. So they're really important. Bats are awesome because they eat so many mosquitoes every night. So a lot of these weird, crazy animals do still have a purpose. So
if you are wondering what those purposes are, Google it or something, you'll find out about them. And that's why you don't want to, you know, take them out of the environment, because they're helping you, making your area
exactly
better.
And you know, of course, we have, you know, especially with Murfreesboro expanding the way it has, we've taken away so much animal habitat here in the area. So I think it is important to try to coexist with these animals as much as possible. And this is a time of year where, you know, animals are on the move a lot. You know, those that have hibernated are waking up, and it's mating season, so they will be on the move, and you'll be seeing them probably more often than usual. So, you know, I think it's best to be aware and help them if they need help, but also just let them be free to live their lives.
Sounds good. Haley, thank you very much. Haley
thank
Moss,
you.
Stay with us. Much more to come. We're going to be finding out about a tradition that continues right here in Murfreesboro. In just a few minutes. Stay with us, won't you? It is now 8:51. Good morning to you.
On air, online, and on the phone. You can listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. I'm the guitar tech here. We're a pretty well-rounded music store. We have every guitar, keyboard, drum that you might be looking for. Parts are available, strings, accessories. We also have lessons, $25 for a half hour of keys, anything with strings and drums. It's all here, Music World and Drummer's Den. We're your hometown music store. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, right across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
I wish I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires.
Said no one ever. That's why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler, so you can get back to when being on the move was carefree. June 12th through July 11th, earn up to $70 in mail-in rebates when you purchase four new qualifying Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
This is Kay Mitchell, and our family invites you to visit us on the Old Woodbury Road before your next out-of-town trip.
Bud's Tire Pros, hassle-free, guaranteed. Find out more at budstirepros.tn.com. See store for complete details. Offer ends 7/11/19. Void where prohibited.
This is Ron Hall with Farrah Construction. I wanted to let everybody know that this is a real family business, and my uncle, grandfather, great uncle, and their dad started this business, and now we're happy to bring in my son, Peyton Hall, who is continuing the family business.
Yeah, I grew up in the family business, and I'm looking forward to carrying on the tradition. Give us a call at 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction Company.
Attention Middle Tennessee, Riverside Motors in the Borough is back with new management, new inventory.
We're having a huge Memorial Day sale with rock bottom prices and super low payments.
With Riverside Motors Memorial Day sale, we're giving out free hot dogs, popcorn, Sun Drops, RC Cola, our first annual hot dog eating contest with a wiener eater, $300 first prize.
Bankers on site for immediate delivery, bad credit, no credit. Everybody rides at Riverside. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs.
And our drawing for the new Kenmore Grill. Thanks to Sears Hometown. So don't miss out. Riverside Motors renovation with trucks, cars, vans, SUVs, rock bottom prices and low payments. And no payments till July. Immediate approvals with bankers on site. It's our first annual hot dog eating contest. $300 to the wiener eater. Hit it, girls.
8960210. 8960210. And buy your ride at Riverside.
We'll see a few spotty showers and thunderstorms here this afternoon with a blend of clouds and sunshine developing, a high in the low 90s, southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 76.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Please come visit our family here at Bell Jewelers. Father's Day is coming up in June. We've got some nice gifts for fathers. Hi, this is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers. We're on Broad Street, across the street from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Consumer Warrior Clark Howard.
We discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays 11 to 1 here on WGNS.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking about Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Melinda Tate's with us now. And Movies Under the Stars.
Yep.
That's a real tradition.
It is. It's been going on for years and years. And we're excited. We have got a great lineup. We aren't allowed to announce the movies online on air, but you can go to our Facebook page and get the listing of movies. They are shown at five different places around town. So on Mondays, we are at Barfield Crescent Park. Tuesdays, we're at Civic Plaza. And that's changed this year from Cannonsburg. So we're hoping there'll be a fewer mosquitoes at Civic Plaza. On Thursdays, we are at Richard Siegel Neighborhood Park. Fridays, Cason Lane Trailhead. And Saturdays, we're at the Fountains at Gateway.
Oh, nice.
And the first movie starts, it's the week of June 3rd, and all of these movies are rated PG, so they are very family friendly, and we invite you to bring your lawn chairs, and you can bring food. We do have concessions there, so you can buy popcorn and snow cones and things like that.
People need to continue that tradition because it's been going on over 70 years now.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say 50, but it's been
Hollis
forever.
Harris got it started back in, I think, 47.
That's right.
So, and he was the first employee of Parks and Rec.
That's right.
We used to have Mr. Harris on the radio t- talking about movies and movies under the stars. Fascinating guy.
Oh, and movies have changed a lot since then.
Well, I remember taking our kids to movies under the stars, and even on the movies that were played back then, there were occasional words and thoughts that were felt that shouldn't be heard by kids. And Mr. Harris knew where they were, and he would turn the sound off at those points. It was really a great atmosphere.
Good. The families that come out now really, really enjoy it.
And so the tradition continues. Again, when does that start?
It starts the week of June 3rd, and the first one will be at Barfield Crescent Park on Monday.
So that's basically, I think, next week.
That's right.
Can you believe June is already here?
I know. I was ready for it, though.
Well, what else is happening?
Well, of course, our summer camps are up and running. They will start next week. We have a few that are still have openings. Most have filled up, but if you're interested in signing your child up for a summer camp, you can go online to see which ones are still available. And that's a good opportunity. They're not just outdoorsy things. We've got theater camps and cheerleading camps. So something for everybody.
Okay, so that's just around the corner. And if you need a copy of The Rec Connection, we have those here at the station.
Yes, and it is packed full of activities, not just for kids, but for adults. We are now including the senior center activities in our Rec Connection. So the seniors are invited to pick up one as well.
And that's a great way to find out what's happening all over town.
That's
for
right.
All ages.
That's right. And if you can't get out to pick one up, you can go online to MurfreesboroTN.gov and click on the Parks button, and you can download one from our website and see what's going on.
And the next big deal for the whole community is the 4th of July, and there's a whole section on that.
That's right. That's something we all look forward to.
And so find out more about it on the Rec Connection. You can get those all around town. It's a nice booklet that you can have with you. It's in full color, just really well done. And we do have a stack of them here at the radio station. Just come by, and they're right there at the front door. You don't even have to go upstairs.
That's right.
to get yours. And while you're there, you can deposit your old American flag and do so many more things. Melinda Tate visiting with us from Parks and Rec. Also Mary Watkins and Haley Moss and Steve Cates. Thank you all for joining us. Have a super rest of the day. Truman's next, right here.